It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 21st, 2020. Today is the birthday of Mexican Army officer and statesman Antonio López de Santa Anna, born in Jalapa in 1794. At the storm center of Mexico's politics during such events as the Texas Revolution in 1835 and the Mexican-American War beginning in 1846, he was the son of a minor colonial official. Santa Anna first served in the Spanish Army and rose to the rank of captain. He fought on both sides of nearly every issue of the day. In 1821, he supported Agustín de Iturbide in the War for Mexican Independence, but in 1823, he helped to overthrow him. In 1828, he backed Vicente Guerrero for president, only to help depose him later on. Santa Anna gained much prestige in 1829 when he fought against Spain's attempt to reconquer Mexico, and he became known as the hero of Tampico. This surge of glory helped him gain the presidency in 1833 as a Federalist and opponent of the Roman Catholic Church. However, he actually helped establish a pro-Catholic centralized state. He remained in power until 1836 when he marched into Texas to quell a rebellion there, started primarily by American settlers. During the course of this punitive expedition, Texas declared its independence from Mexico. After his army had defeated Texan forces at the Alamo and Goliad, Santa Anna then moved eastward to the San Jacinto River, where he was defeated on April 21st and captured by General Sam Houston. After signing a public treaty ending the war and a secret treaty in which he promised to do everything he could to ensure that the Mexican government adhered to the public treaty, Santa Anna was sent to Washington for an interview with President Andrew Jackson, who returned him to Mexico, where in the meantime he had been deposed during his absence. In 1838, when the French Navy seized Veracruz and demanded an indemnity for injuries to French citizens in Mexico, Santa Anna led forces there only to shoot at the ships as they departed. He lost a leg in that skirmish, but gained enough prestige to act as dictator from March to July in 1839, while the president was away. 2 years later, he led another revolt and seized power, only to be driven into exile in 1845. When war with the United States broke out, Santa Anna contacted President James K. Polk, who arranged for a ship to take him to Mexico for the purpose of working out a peace arrangement. Santa Anna took charge of the Mexican forces upon his return, but instead of acting for peace, he led his men against the United States until he was routed by American General Winfield Scott. Santa Anna again retired, moving to Jamaica in 1847 and to New Granada in 1853. 10 years later, he sought American support in an attempt to oust the Emperor Maximilian, whom the French had put on the Mexican throne. At the same time, he offered his services to Maximilian. Both proposals were refused. 2 years before he died, poor and blind, Santa Anna was allowed to return to his country. Without question, he possessed a magnetic personality and real qualities of leadership, but his utter lack of principles, his pride, and his love of military glory and extravagance, coupled with a disregard for and incompetence in civil affairs, led Mexico into a series of disasters and tragically destroyed his own personal reputation. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 21st, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.